You can find other hot erotic hypnosis titles just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. Oh, my little masturbation puppet. I know how much you love to touch yourself. And I know how much you crave to submit to a beautiful woman who can dominate you and control you. So I have made the perfect recording where you can do both. You are going to enjoy becoming my obedient little puppet. My little sex toy. And to make sure that nothing gets in the way when the time comes, I want you to find a quiet, private place with a big, comfortable chair or even a bed. And take off all of your clothes. That's right. If you are not naked already, I want you to stop this recording, take off your clothes, and then start it again. Get naked, baby. Get naked for me. Are you ready? Very good, darling. Now take a moment to just settle into the cushions and find the most comfortable spot. That perfect spot. Relax. Just sink down and relax. That's right. It feels so good. Now take a deep breath for me. Yes. A long, deep breath and hold it. Now blow it out through your lips like you're blowing out a candle. And feel the air flowing out of your lungs. Now again, tilt your head back this time and just take another long, deep breath. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. And blow it out. Just breathe normally now. Slowly in. And slowly out. You can feel the tension leaving your neck and shoulders. Feel it evaporate like a soft gray mist in the morning sunlight. It just seems to disappear as you breathe in and out. Letting your heavy head settle deeper into the soft, fluffy pillows. I know how much you like to touch yourself, so I want you to begin stroking, trailing your fingers slowly up and down, not just on your sex, but over your arms and your chest. Yeah, soft. Gentle caresses down to your stomach and your long thighs around over your hips. Touches that make your skin tingle. That's right. Oh, yes, it feels so good to touch yourself. Just gently stroke yourself softly. Don't forget that special place between your legs. Yes. It feels yummy to touch yourself.
Squeeze
there.
And pop. Stroke and thrust.
And you know, when you become Dominica's puppet, your hands will be under my control. Don't worry. You don't have to do a thing.
Squeeze.
Just
and pop.
Go ahead stroke and keep and stroking. Keep pleasuring yourself. That's right.
Stroke.
While you listen to my voice and let me paint a picture in your mind.
Stroke and thrust.
When we were little, puppets seemed so much more real than they do as an adult. Remembering that time as a child is like remembering a dream. Come with me into that dream, playing in the park, running through the grass under the trees, feeling the warm sun shining down on you. Smelling the flowers and hearing the happy voices of other children laughing and shouting as you climb the ladder of the big metal slide. One rung at a time, hands on the railing, feet in the steps. You climb higher and higher. And you sit down at the top, holding the handlebars, looking down the long, shiny ribbon of metal. It looks like such a long way down. But you know it's okay. The soft sand will catch you when you land. So let go. That's right. You let go and feel yourself sliding down, down, down. Down to the bottom, landing so softly. You like this feeling of falling, yes. It was scary at first, but you learned that it doesn't hurt. And so you climb up the ladder again, one rung after another, higher and higher, up to a new slide. This one is so much taller than the first one. You sit at the top for a moment, and then you let go, falling. You feel like you're falling down and down and down the long, smooth slide, yes. So and landing heavy. Softly, as always, softly in the sand below.
So
as you slip deeper and deeper into the dream,
as you slip deeper,
you find that your fingers need to slow down while you are stroking.
Down.
That's okay, darling.
Deep.
It's because your hands are heavier now. So heavy. Hands gliding up your arms and down your chest. They move slower and slower and slower each time you stroke.
So
you can barely lift your hands to touch yourself.
Relax.
Sliding down your stomach, down to your thighs. So heavy. Your hands feel too heavy to pull them back up. It's all right. You can stop stroking for a moment. Just let your hands rest on your hips while you breathe slowly and listen to my voice. So heavy. The dream makes you so heavy. Just sinking down into the cushions and letting your arms and legs relax. It feels so good to let your body relax. Your arms feel like the muscles are becoming liquefied. It feels so good to just let them drop
down
to your sides on the back.
Deeper and deeper.
And let yourself slip deeper into the dream. Your legs are so heavy. You don't want to move your legs. It feels so good just to let them sink into the soft, fluffy cushions and go to sleep. Sliding down that long, smooth slide, down and down and down. The bottom is a long way down now. So you just remain still, sliding down, down, deeper and deeper and deeper, down to the soft sand like a dream. The sand is so soft, like pillows. You just let go and slide. And when you reach the bottom, that's right, you get up and climb an even bigger slide up the ladder, one rung after another. I know your legs feel so heavy climbing all those steps, arms and legs so heavy, pulling you down, weighing you down. It's such a long way up. But you know that you want to climb because you don't want to fall. It feels so good to fall deeper and deeper into the dream. Sit down at the top, hold on to the railing, and now, let go and slide. Plummeting down the long, shiny ribbon of smooth, polished steel. Faster and faster, deeper and deeper into the dream. The slide has little bumps on it. They lift you up and into the air as you fall faster and faster, falling. You fall faster down the slide, and the slide is becoming steeper and steeper and steeper. It's like you're falling through the sky, falling through the clouds. Feel the rush of air on your face. Hear the whistle of wind in your ears as you fall down the slide, past the slide. That's it. Between the two buildings, two skyscrapers, you can see the windows on either side. People looking out, watching you fall, floor after floor after floor, rushing up and past you. There's nothing to hold on to. No slide, no rails. You just fall and fall and fall and fall and faster and fall and faster and fall. You are helpless. There's nothing you can do to stop your fall. You can see the park far below, the trees, the ground. It's coming up to you faster and faster, coming up to you. You can't stop it. The ground is coming up. You're going to hit, and then you feel my string attached to the base of your neck. Dominica's string stopping your fall, holding you, dangling you just a few feet from the ground. Don't worry, darling. Didn't I tell you not to worry? You didn't think I was going to let you get hurt, did you? Let you get all smashed and broken, did you? Of course not. Of course not. No. You feel safe now as I lower you to the ground slowly, so slowly, letting you relax down into a little heap on the ground. Arms and legs you cannot move. Of course not. All your muscles are relaxed, so you simply lie still. You cannot move unless I pull your strings. And right now I have only one string attached between your shoulder blades. But I can add more, darling. Oh, yes, I can add more. Let us start with your head. I'm attaching a string to your head and pulling it up and down. Do you want to be Dominica's little puppet? Oh, good. You're nodding your head. Yes, that's right. I'm so glad you accept. Let's attach a few more strings, shall we? Nod your head. Yes. Feel me attach a string to the back of your left hand. And when I pull on the string, your left arm goes up. I attach another string to your right hand. And when I pull, your right arm goes up. Oh, yes. Feel me tug on those up and down, over and over and over and over and over. And you can't help it. You can't stop it. My strings force you to do things. You find that you must obey Dominica. Say it. my little puppet, I must obey Domenica. Yes, I attach more strings to your body, your elbows and your knees, even your ass. Oh, my little puppet, I can make you walk around, knees going up and down like a little marionette. Turn your head left and turn your head right. And when I pull the string on your ass, you wiggle it back and forth. Such a dirty little puppet. Dominica is in control now. Yes. And I want to put on a very special puppet show today. But for my show, I want full control of your hands. So I'm attaching more strings to your wrists, to your fingers. A string on each knuckle, each joint. Watch me pull your strings and curl your fingers down into your palm. And then pull the other strings and stretch them out straight. Flexing your fingers in and out under my control. We're going to have so much fun with your fingers. Now feel me pull the strings up in the middle of your back and make you stand up, make you walk over to the little toy bed I have on the stage. It's time for nighty night, puppet. It's time to go to sleep. Yes. I make your fingers grab the little blanket, and with the other string, I make you pull it down. And then I lift you and make you lie down into the bed. Look up overhead. There's a big spotlight on the stage, and you can see all the strings dangling from high above. All the long strings. Attached to your arms, attached to your legs, to every part of your hands, even your eyelids, little puppet. Yes, I have strings attached to your eyelids. And you know what puppets do when they go to bed, don't you? They go to sleep. They go to sleep. I'm pulling the strings on your eyelids. Making your eyes close just a little. You look so sleepy. I pull your hand down to the blanket and make you draw it up to your neck. That's right. We don't want your little body to get cold now, do we? And while you are in the bed, I start pulling another string attached to the middle of your chest, pulling it up and down. Up and down. Yes, I'm even controlling your breathing with my strings. Breathing in so slowly, my little puppet, and breathing out so slowly. In and out. While your eyelids drop lower and lower. My little puppet in bed, going to sleep. I let the strings for your arms drop, and your arms drop down at your sides. So heavy. You cannot lift them on your own at all. Only when I pull the strings, your arms stay still at your sides. And I let the strings for your legs drop. And your legs drop down onto the bed so heavy. Your legs simply sink into the soft mattress. Eyelids dropping. Pulling the strings a little more. They are just little tiny slits now. You can barely even see the soft, fluffy blanket covering your sleepy little body. I pull the strings more and your eyelids close. And you drop into a deep sleep, my little puppet, slowly breathing in and out. Arms and legs too limp to move. That's all right. Just breathe, little puppet. Just breathe. It feels so good to give in to Domenica. To let me control you in this very relaxing and intimate way. And while you are asleep like this, drop even deeper into sleep. You find that your body is changing, turning into a body made of wood, a little puppet body, arms and legs changing, becoming hard and stiff, thin little sticks for arms and legs, all smooth carved wood. Your shoulders and your chest are becoming stiff and hard. Your stomach and your back turning into wood. Even your head. Yes, your head is made of wood. You are becoming my little Pinocchio. My little wooden puppet. Now it's only my string that makes you look like you're breathing. In and out. In and out. Your chest moving up and down. But between your legs, darling, you still have your human parts. You are a magical puppet. Your sex is still made of flesh and blood. And you get very aroused when you are sleeping, don't you? You get aroused when I put you deep into trance and begin pulling your strings. The strings that make your hands move. Yes. Feel my strings lift your hands up off the bed and pull back the covers, exposing your little wooden body. And with two more strings, I'm pulling your knees apart. I don't want anything to get in the way of you stroking your sensitive human flesh. Feel my strings pulling your hands down between your legs. Making them glide so gently over your horny, throbbing sex. Sliding your hands up and down, up and down. Doesn't that feel nice? When I pull the strings that curl your fingers, you can feel your hands grab and squeeze. As you begin to stroke up, up and down, up, up and down, up and down, faster and faster. Oh, yeah. It feels so good, your hands stroking yourself while I pull the strings. You can feel the pleasure building up between your legs from deep inside of you, your magical human parts that make you feel hornier and more turned on. And your hands are obedient, yes, completely obedient to Miss Domenica. Stroking, stroking, up and down, stroking, curling those fingers and squeezing and pulling, even pinching. Yes, getting you hotter and hotter and hotter. Feel another set of strings pull on your hips, and you pump your hips, that's right, thrusting your crotch into midair. You crave to feel more than just your own touch. Oh, yes, on your horny, obedient body. You do feel more. You feel my touch, Domenica's touch, because I am the one controlling your hands, pulling your strings. I am the one. Now feel me pulling your hands up and down your wooden stick thighs. You can actually feel it. I drag your hands up and down, touching the smooth, polished wood, carved like fine furniture. And your legs feel your fingers caressing you, making your wooden body tingle with arousal. I don't stop there, no. I pull your hands up to your wooden torso, stroking your chest, making little circles around your nipples, hard little nubs like wooden pegs. But you feel it. You feel it with your fingers, and you feel it in your nipples and the puppet fingers touching and stroking. Yes. This is what it's like to be Domenica's puppet. You want to be my puppet. The word puppet gets you so aroused. It pulls you back down here, down into trance. down into my stage. Like a puppet string forcing you to touch yourself. You cannot resist when I say the word puppet. And only when I say the word puppet or write it to you, you are Dominica's puppet. Nobody else's. And if anyone else says the word, if anyone else writes it, it has no effect on you at all.
So
it's just a word. Puppet. You like puppets?
Yes.
More than you ever did before. But when I say it... You just fall, caressing your nails, stroking your thighs, sliding up between your legs. You find yourself needing to masturbate so badly. It's like I'm pulling your strings like a puppet. Anything I tell you to do, you do it without thinking. You must obey Dominica, and you almost can't stand it. Because you need my MP3s to help you move. You need my MP3s to come, slave, come. And you need to come so bad. Puppet needs to stroke. Puppet needs to come. But you can't come yet. You need more. You need to slip one hand down under your ass. You can feel the strings pulling your hand, making you slip one finger up into your little puppet asshole, your little knot hole. Oh, it feels so good. A finger up your little wooden ass, stroking and pumping, forced to do things, even if you don't like them, forced to finger your own ass, pulled by my strings. And you feel something else, too, the orgasm, beginning to build between your legs, your human sex, getting ready to come, getting ready to squirt. You can hardly stand the excitement. Yeah, you wish you could open your eyes because you want to see. I know what you want, my little puppet, because I even have strings that reach inside your head, your little wooden head. I control every thought you have, every single desire. Pulling your strings, making you do things, getting you so aroused. And now I'm going to let you open your eyes, my little Pinocchio. That's right. Feel me pull the strings and open your eyes while your hands are busy pinching your wooden nipples. And caressing your legs and diddling your sexy ass and stroking your hot, throbbing human sex. Squeeze and pump, stroke and thrust. Pump those hips high up in the air, little puppet. Play with yourself and open your eyes. Yes, and you will see the audience. All the men and women watching you. Didn't I tell you about the audience? I told you I was putting on a show. And they're all watching you. Men and women watching you masturbate on stage. A little puppet show. And you're so embarrassed. Especially when you realize you know some of them. Your co-workers, your school teachers. Is that your boss sitting in the third row?
Embarrassed. And helpless.
But you can't stop yourself because Dominica is pulling your string.
Embarrassed.
I am pulling your hands up and down your legs, up and down your sex, faster and faster, forcing you closer and closer and closer to a huge, helpless orgasm right in front of all of these people. And they're loving it. They're all watching you so closely. Staring, smiling. Some of them are even laughing. Yes, they're laughing at you. The little puppet completely controlled by Ms. Dominica. And you can't even stop because the pleasure is just too strong. Oh, yes. My strings are just too strong. Go ahead, little puppet. Rub your sex up and down, back and forth. That's right. Faster and faster, embarrassed and helpless, forced to perform for all these people, and it only makes you more turned on. You are Dominica's little circus act, my little puppet show. Faster and faster, come for me now, little puppet. Come yourself on the stage, while my strings force your hands to rub your sex. Over and over and over and over again, slave, come. Yes, come and come and come, gushing into your fingers. Oh, yes, squirting all over yourself, my little puppet. My masturbating puppet. Squirt it all out. You can't control anything. You're milked. I am pulling all the strings. That's right, little puppet. That's right. Dominica is in control. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Come it all out. All of it. All out. Just relax now. Relax. That was a good come. You are going to make me a lot of money performing on my little puppet shows. Such a good little toy. Oh, yes. Now finish the show. Pull up the covers on your bed and go back to sleep, little puppet. Feel me pulling the string on your chest. Up and down. Up. Up and down.
Relax.
Making your breathing get slower and slower. Slowly in and out. Little puppet. In and out. Going to sleep. You are going to find yourself coming back to this file. Listening to this MP3 over and over, because the pleasure is too strong to resist. The pleasure pulls you back in, like my strings pull you back in, little puppet. Go to sleep now. If you listen, you can hear the audience. Of course, I am the one taking the bath. On the count of three, you're going to fall the rest of the way to sleep. That's it. One, feeling your body changing back into its human form. Two, opening your eyes and then closing them again, aware of your surroundings. And three, fully asleep and feeling very, very relaxed and tired. You're going to stay in this state and relax for a while. You're going to stay asleep and relax. And automatically, in 20 minutes, you're going to find yourself fully awake and feeling refreshed and full of energy. Until, of course, it's time for me to pull your strings again, my little wooden toy.